I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. About 1 million Rohingyas have fled to Bangladesh in a refugee crisis that the UN is calling the worst it's ever seen. Why? Because there's no hope for these refugees to return home. FMI's Bruce Allen.
Their homes have been destroyed back in Myanmar. Their crops, their livestock have been eradicated, burned. So there's no home for them to go back to. So now you have these stateless people who feel very stuck. And Bangladesh is one of the world's poorer countries, so they can't do this on their own.
FMI partners are traveling to the refugee camp to learn these refugees' stories, their needs, and to share Christ's love. So please pray for these people and the FMI partners trying to help them. Get more details at missionnews.org. And when Hurricane Harvey hit earlier this year, countless organizations moved in to provide aid to hurting communities. Keys for Kids wanted to join the effort, so they teamed up with International Aid to bring resources to recovering families. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder.
They were providing some resources to them, including hygiene kits, etc. Well, some of the things that they received at that distribution point were the Keys for Kids storybooks.
Even though many organizations are concentrating on physical needs, Yoder says Keys for Kids wants to be sure kids and families can still find spiritual truth when they need it most, which means they need your prayer.
We can have all the plans we want, but unless they're God's plans, they're just going to kind of shrivel up and die. So that's the most important thing. Second thing is that we have the funding and the resources that we need. I mean, you think about it, $100 actually provides 100 devotionals.
Join the relief effort through the link at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.